Hey guys, I just wanted to make a quick podcast about ways that you can enter into your unconscious mind. This is very important for everyone to cultivate on their own. For me, I use shamanic practices and visualization, as well as art and journaling. Art is very much a spiritual practice for me, of unearthing parts of my unconscious mind. And the reason that everyone needs to do this for themselves is, you know, each individual, we are our own hero, our own savior, our own advocate. You know, that is one of the greatest lessons of life, is learning how to unearth, manage, and heal all of your own stuff, whatever that is, whatever trials and tribulations you have been through in your life, whatever experiences you have had that maybe have remained a bit stuck in some ways inside of you on some level. It is up to you to learn to how to unearth those. And of course, you can hire a practitioner. Lots of different kinds of modalities. There's traditional talk therapy. There's a million and one kinds of practitioners out there, and that's wonderful. And I myself have gone that route, but I ultimately feel like after years of seeing various practitioners, I had to take the reins myself to really, really, really dig deep to the level that I needed to. And I think that everyone needs to learn to do this in their own way. And I know that can sound intimidating and overwhelming in a way. You know, most people are just trying to survive day-to-day life, working, making things happen, and dealing with the conscious stuff in your world. I mean, the thought of having to deal with the unconscious stuff is like an extra layer of stress in a way, and I totally get that 100%. However, the benefit of working with your unconscious mind is that you're able to really get down to the nitty-gritty of some of your memories that may be causing some of your preferences and behaviors in the present. And maybe some of them are things that you don't want in your life anymore, whether some of those unconscious issues that are trying to surface, you know, they can manifest in different ways, whether it's like a physical response from your body telling you, hey, you know, you've got this issue you need to work on, like I'm screaming at you in this physical way to draw your attention to this thing that you need to release, or you know, manifesting in some kind of, like I said, behavior. Whether, not even necessarily an unhealthy, quote unquote, behavior. An unhealthy behavior might be like using substances or food or even exercise, like in an unhealthy way, or, you know, other things that can manifest are just straight up like anxiety, OCD, feeling as though you're always kind of getting into it with people, feeling as though maybe people are attacking you. There's all different kinds of ways that unresolved past issues from your unconscious mind can manifest into your physical, mental, and spiritual world. So, there are many ways to do this, like I said. If I were talking to myself before I started to really do all of the shamanic work that I do for myself, I would probably recommend that I start in a meditative place. And I know meditation can be difficult for a lot of people, a skill that can be difficult to cultivate because you can't totally shut off the chatter in your mind. And I have been there, I promise you. 5 years ago, I remember sitting down in my backyard and I closed my eyes trying to meditate for just 5 minutes. And all I heard was chatter, 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 chatter. I mean, it was just, It was like several large radio stations blasting at once. And I thought to myself, like, this is for the birds. Like, I am not gonna ever do this again. I don't know why or how people enjoy sitting still and closing their eyes. Like, that's insane. I literally thought those thoughts. And over time, I kept releasing more and more from my conscious mind and then from my unconscious mind. The same as if you were to clear out like a storage unit or an attic, you know, full of boxes and clutter, and you couldn't see like the writing on the wall, so to speak, until you removed all the boxes. You know, that is the deep work. So if I'm going back to that place in my life, trying to give my own self advice, I would tell that Sarah, that 2014 Sarah, I would say, first, go and write a journal page. Just kind of do a mind dump of everything on your mind. Everything from work, all of your like your work stress and your family stress and your interpersonal relationship stress that is just on the very surface. You need to get that out first. And writing helps you to tap into other unconscious personas within you. Handwriting, if you have to type it because you just really, really don't want to handwrite it, that works too to an extent. But I really, really think that the art of actually handwriting is so valuable in this process. So first, you want to do a brain dump, you know, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, set your timer and just write, write, write. And if you have to write ugly stuff, you know, use the F word, like, I mean, cuss, like, say bad things about people if you have to. I mean, just get it out. Like, don't repress it. It doesn't mean you can't, you know, forgive yourself, forgive them, whatever. Just like, if it's how you feel, it's how you feel. Just write it out. So after you do that, then I would try to sit for at least 5 minutes in silence. No radio, no TV, no one around if you can, you know, even if this has to be like in the shower. And it's like the only time during the day when you're by yourself and you have a few minutes to completely go inward. You can do that. And I want you to imagine yourself at a kitchen table of some kind or a dining room table. It can look however you want. You know, you can be in a log cabin. You can be in a mansion. You can be in your childhood home. You can be in your current home. It doesn't matter. Some place you feel safe. And imagine your present self, who you are today. And I want you to imagine, as you look around the table, you see all the different versions of yourself. You see your 15-year-old self that was really snarky. You see your 21-year-old self that was drunk all the time. You see your 5-year-old self that was coloring constantly. You see your 30-year-old self that was a new parent. You see your baby self, you see your 12-year-old self, you see the version of you when you first started working in the real world. You see all these different parts of yourself all sitting around the table, and you're looking at them and they're looking at you. They're wearing the outfits that you wore during those phases of your life. You know, your favorite shirt as a teen, your favorite hairstyle in your 20s, whatever, all of it is there. And I want you to imagine what all of these people would have to say. Who has the biggest complaint? Who has something they really want to bring to the table and say, you know what, this happened, or I did this, or this other person did this, and I'm still pissed about it. I'm still upset about it. It still bothers me. And I'm still there. I'm still stuck there in the past, in that time and space. Because in the unconscious mind, there is no such thing as time and space. It doesn't exist. It something could have happened 15 years ago, and on some level, if it's not released, it could still be happening to a piece of your soul. And that is where shamanic soul retrieval comes into play, which is a whole separate topic and process. But once you're able to identify some of the hot spots within these personas around this table, you can then kind of talk with them one-on-one in the visualization, if that feels comfortable, if that feels doable. Any way you can think of to bring that person up, like let's use the 15-year-old self, for example, you could really kick up some dust with that 15-year-old if she's got some severe issues she wants to talk about. You could go back to your yearbook, you can talk to old friends from that era, you can look at pictures, anything you can do to put yourself back in that space, listening to old songs. Maybe you have some objects in your home from that time period. I mean, that's a really long time ago for me, but maybe not for you. And you really want to trigger yourself heavily for that era. And then once you feel like you're back in that space, you know, have her come to the table one-on-one with you and talk to her, or just let her talk. I mean, let her say what she really wants to say. And then you can extract it into this reality, writing with your left hand, which is your non-dominant, or I mean, maybe not left, but your non-dominant hand, which is a really good way to communicate with your inner child or parts of your unconscious, whatever age they are. You know, have her draw out the scenario or scenarios that she's upset about. And basically, ultimately, what I'm getting at is you want to dig it up and feel it fully and then release it with love somehow. And there's many, 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 many ways to do that. There's many, many types of ceremonies and rituals that people practice in order to release things with love. But sometimes half the battle is not so much that you mentally want to release it, but that you don't know where it is stored in your unconscious, i.e. in your attic, or like your internal attic, or you don't know how to trigger yourself or bring it up to the point where you can feel it. You might cognitively recognize or remember like, hey, this happened to me and it was really awful. But like when you talk about it, you have no emotional response, and you should. And that's a sign that something is really, really buried. And the key is to be able to dig it up to where you can really feel it, remember it, embody it in the now, and then release it. You can write about it, you can journal about it, you can make artwork about it, and then burn it, you know, which is one of my favorites. You can do shamanic journeying if that is in your toolbox. You can sing about it, you could scream. I mean, you gotta move the energy, but the key is finding it first. And I have found that can sometimes be the trickiest part. So this is a method I have been using for some time, the kitchen table method, if you will. And you can go back to it as many times as you need until you find like all the complaints from all the people within you. And if something in your life is upsetting you or triggering you in some way, you know, go back to the table and say like, okay, who is upset about this? Like, why is this triggering to your life now? Like, you know, especially with it being the holidays, you know, a lot of people can get very irritable about certain things, especially in party or family settings. And, you know, those are always guideposts and signs back to something in your unconscious that's not totally settled. So, yeah, I just wanted to share that today. Happy full moon, everyone. And please let me know if you try this technique and what you think. Sending you so many blessings.